Luke, the first chapter, verse 45, King James Version. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Bible Before Breakfast. Mildred Kingsley Konko here. That scripture is life. I'm telling you right now, it is life. If you ever have believed God for something and you see a performance of those things, you understand what the word blessed means. Happy, fortunate, excited is the one that believed. And this scripture I stood on for a long time when I was getting pregnant. But you know what? Let me give you a background to this scripture. So let's start from verse 26 of the same first chapter of Luke. And it says, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph and a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." And Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. And he will be great. And he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. When you read about Mary, the mother of Jesus, you need to understand that she was a young girl at this time. History tells us she was about 13 or 14 years old. So imagine an angel appearing to you and telling you at 14, in a time where girls who were married and got pregnant got stoned to death, telling you that you were going to have a child, and this child will be the child of God, and he will save his people from their sins, and all kinds of plenty drama, whatever. And this girl already had a life that was planned out. You must understand this. She had a life that was already planned out for her. She had a fiance. She was already espoused to be married. You know, her life had literally been planned out and everything was going as planned. And then here comes Angel Gabriel with a message from God. Honestly, I'm not too sure many of us would have listened to him. This girl was a perfect example of a woman of faith. The angel said to a young teenage unmarried virgin girl that she would have a son, and her response was, "I am the Lord's servant. Be it unto me according to your word." Are you kidding me? Now, I have always been a planner for as long as I've known myself. I've always been a planner and I always tend to rationalize things in my head. So I'm usually the one in the room who will think up reasons why a plan will not work. So if I were in Mary's shoes, I'm not so sure that my response would be, "I am the Lord's servant." Maybe now, knowing all I know in retrospect and seeing how the whole story goes, yes. But at 13, I don't think I would say, "How shall these things be?" Honestly, I don't think my natural or first reaction would be to tell the angel, you know, "How can these things be?" I think I would say, "These are the reasons why these things cannot be." You know, let's be honest, everything was against her. She was unmarried, she was a virgin, and she was a teenage girl.
who was on her way to getting married. Like, her plan was her life was planned out. She had so many reasons why this was crazy. So many. But she said, I am the Lord's servant. Whatever he wants is what I want. God! Sometimes I am so amazed by this kind of people. Like, did she not think it through? Did she not, you know, did she not worry? Did she not panic? Did she not question, how am I going to tell my parents? What would Joseph think? What? And rightfully so, because first time Joseph heard, the guy took to his heels. Until the angel had to appear to him again and say, you know what, marry this girl and stop being silly. But I mean, this is chaos. You're offering someone chaos. A 13-year-old girl, her first year of being a teenager, you're offering her chaos. And she says, I am the Lord's servant. She didn't come up with all the reasons why it won't work. She said, I am the Lord's servant. She made a huge sacrifice. I keep thinking, what if they had stoned her? Yeah, I know. It's God's child. God will protect his child. I know it's God's word, so he'll watch over his word to perform. Yeah, I know all that. But let's just think naturally for a few seconds, you know. Are there things God has said to you and you've told yourself a million reasons why it won't work? Because you're being too careful. Or you are just like me, a planner. There's so many reasons. But this girl said, I am the Lord's servant. First of all, she knew he was her Lord. So whatever he says is final. And yeah, many years later, I've come to that place where before you even ask me, Lord, my answer is yes. I don't care who dies in the process. But at 13, I'm not so sure that was me. But I'm learning. I'm learning that every time God says something, first thing to say is yes, Lord. Not to give him all the reasons why it won't work, but to just say yes, Lord. Mary's one decision to become a mother changed all our lives. And God is still doing that with us today. The decision to be a mother means that you have your heart living outside your body for the rest of your life. It means that you're committing to praying for another person, praying to God to find out what he wants for that person, because we're literally just God's nannies. We need to understand what God wants from us. The Bible tells us, train up a child in the way he should go, and he will not depart from it. The way he should go. The only one who knows the way a child should go is the one who gave us that child. And so we've committed to a life of asking, which way, Lord? What do you want this child to know? How do you want this child to grow? What school do you want this child to attend? What friends do you want this child to have? We're committing to a life of total surrender to the will of God. It's a life of complete love, where you have chosen to be patient and to be kind and to love even when you don't feel loved, to watch over. So why am I saying all this to you today? Sunday is Mother's Day. And I know a lot of us don't really think about the sacrifices our mothers have had to make in our lives. I told someone recently, you don't really value your mother until you become one. The minute I got pregnant, I began to love my mother in a whole different level. Do you know what it's like to carry another human being in your body for 9 months and not lose your mind? Do you know what it's like to become a house for someone? They kick you, they poke you, and they give you all kinds of crazy symptoms. Your body's never the same. And yet they come out of the labor room and in 5 seconds make the decision to do it all over again. It just never ends. Being a mother is a special gift from God. And so, this Sunday, I want to encourage you to show your mom some love. Buy her a gift, call her, pray for her. If your mom is still here, and if she's not, find someone who's been a mother figure in your life
and show them some love, that's a good day to say thank you. And if you're trusting God to have babies, please come out for Hannah's Heart Conference. And I guarantee you that what you've been praying for, God will put in your hands. For he said, blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance. So if you're believing, really believe, because there will be a performance. And if we're not just looking at motherhood or being a parent or having a baby, anything God has said in your life, be like Mary. Say, I am God's servant, and whatever you want, Lord, my answer is yes. That's my challenge to you today. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Okonkwo.